For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can get a Yamaha golf cart there. You can get a brand new side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, go-kart, you name it. All at Impact Power Sports. Their website is impactpowersportsmi.com. After I see Bob's comment on the chat, that makes it three people who have now told me that Free Beer had a word scramble catastrophe meltdown happen on the show today. Arla. Today at about 9:45, right after the Minute of Mayhem game, Greg had an all-time butchering of the news story he was reading. Sounded like he was having a stroke. He's not alone. Chris writes, 9:44, mushmouth Free Beer cannot talk. Multiple times, pretty funny. Scott P. writes, oh my God. Holy shit, Greg is dying. 9:45 a.m. Eastern. On-air word scramble. Thank you for the intel. We'll get after that and take a listen. As I understand it, the crew busted his balls, thank God. I guess it was too much to ignore. We will be adding that, no doubt, whatever it is, because I haven't heard it yet. I don't have access to it yet. To the Free Beer Brain Tumor Talk montage / supercut. Up to now, this is where it is.
They were innocuous interactions and answers questions that your children or children, when can we see the baby, when, where it comes from? Twins are in second grade. They have not prevented me with any homework that would send me for a loop. I want to hear about someone else's misery. You have a lot of admiration for pretty male swords. Dog feces. I love that Free Beer trashed Yellowstone. Like when you type in Brussels sprouts. Yeah, all of my kids were potty grained. Tic-tac. Salary and wet bread. Regular E for real. Everybody joined in with that loud rejoinder. That is incorrect. How much did you waver? Sniper, starp, shooters, Free Beer. Let's start with the past. It'll make us appreciate the present. It's often cold and windy that time of year, sure. So they do that courtesy shovel.
A torted of action.
The supposed nice pool says, I thought she and Ryan Reynolds were pretty okay before of all this. How long would that ceremony last? Water will start to be wet. To the morning show. And then eventually one of them reaches in and pulls something out. People who overreact. Gail Gadot. Then we'll get to their next article on the list. Four wonderful examples.
Trying to cut back. Hey, how you going? All your moms are dead.
The worst pace to live in the world. Conquering. I learned how to have a successful marriage. Your word is conscientious. Contestant for Dumber Than the Show Trivia, where you can money. Around the world next.
Subsequently.
Mike Rhodes is the head kite. That was 2013 when that happened.
Those have been from the past several months, Ben and I collecting them from Who Are These Free Beers? You know, I love those. I love those so much. was always quite a risk to bust his balls about it, because if he didn't think it was enough to make fun of him, he'd get mad at you. So we were kind of like always, you know, which one should we attack him about? Some of the ones that really stood out were, like you heard, subsequently becomes subsequently. Origin becomes origin. There were times when we would bust his balls and the butt hurt. My God. I guess he did roll with it this most recent time, according to my moles, who now three of them have reported that this happened. So I'm looking forward to hearing it later on today. This might be one where I have to get like video from to share with you on Who Are These Podcasts. God damn. And I know it chaps his ass. Holy shit. All right, thank you to everybody who has tipped me off. Today is the one-year anniversary of the Insane Asylum radio show on Q100. So 1 year ago, I started that show on Morning Drive and from right here. And I remember I started that show by burning the fuck out of my arm badly with a second-degree burn as I accidentally spilled my tea on my arm. So I was in extreme pain trying to do a radio show, albeit I'm basically just jockeying it. You know, it's not like I'm spending a great amount of time like I am here doing any type of talking. The radio station was built on music. I'll never forget the story, because JC reached out to me and he said, look, we got a guy who's leaving. We need a replacement morning show. And I had been on the air there for years in a limited capacity on the weekend. I would do a 2-hour show also called the Insane Asylum. And I didn't think that up. JC did. And so for years, I'm doing this 2-hour show. And I even posted the audio on the Patreon. It's still here. You can still, on my Patreon, get those old episodes of the Insane Asylum. And it's, you know, playing songs, talking in between the songs, making stupid shit up. Very abbreviated, albeit, but still, it was fun. And I did it for no money. Literally, I just volunteered. That all came about because I discovered the radio station being up north all the time. I was like, God, I like this station. I made friends with these people. The rest is history. So JC says, EZ, I need a morning show on Q100. Do you know anybody? And I go, yeah, actually I do. So I talked to a couple people, and then it didn't seem to be working out. And I talked to this one particular person who said, why don't you do it? Or do it. Jesus, I sound like Freebird. Why don't you do it? And I said, well, I never really thought about that. I don't know if I could pull it off, first of all. I'm very, very busy. Very, very busy. But I haven't been asked if I want that job. It hasn't been offered. Oh, okay. I hang up with what's-his-face, and I call JC to like report back as to how I'm doing and helping him as like a headhunter. And out of the blue, right after I got done talking to that other guy who suggested that I should be on that show, JC says, why don't you do it? Or do you want to do it? And I go, what? What the fuck? This is like the universe coming together. I go, well, I don't know. I mean, how would that work? He goes, I just get up, fucking sit there, and we'll set it up for you. It's a piece of cake. We'll have an engineer come over. It's not that big of a deal to set this up on your end. So by the end of the weekend, we had agreed, and that was it. Off and running, doing this show. So there you go. It's been good. It's not a ton of heavy lifting doing the show. You know, I can't really say that there's anything that is really overly demanding. I will say that I like it a lot because of the fact that it is not a radio station that it has any like strict programming protocols or demands. Like I don't have to follow a playlist. I can literally play whatever I want in a arena where most radio stations are dying. They have managed to carve out their own space based on what they do there. So that is excellent. 1 year ago. Thank you. And if you've listened, I appreciate that. You can find it if you download the app, Q100Michigan.com. I keep getting messages from people telling me that the Eric Zane Show podcast, they aren't finding it available on Apple Podcasts anymore, which I am on my end. I upload my show the same way I have for the past 6 years, and it's there. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I heard it from like Bleeding Heart Brian. And then I heard it from like another person. Now Chris is saying, yeah, mine didn't show up yesterday. And then he says it showed up on Spotify, though. I have taken these concerns and expressed it to my platform and said, talk to the tech team. Say, hey, some people are complaining that they're not getting it on Apple Podcasts. I'm not sure what is going on. Branjo says, yeah, I got it like normal. If you could weigh in about, because not everybody listens to the audio podcast, especially for the audience that's here who actually get it live. But some people get part of it live and some people get the rest of it on Apple Podcasts. Please let me know how that is going for you. Just drop me a little note. Eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. That way I can know what's up. But I haven't had a problem. If you do encounter any issues, there's, of course, 8 billion podcasting platforms that the show is carried on. You should have no problem. Jeremy is suggesting it's a skill issue because it's showing up fine for me. Actually, let me back that up. Before you let me know, can you do all the things necessary to make sure that it's not on your end? Turning off the device, turning the device back on, perhaps uninstalling app, reinstalling app. Just make doubly sure. Don't just look at it and go, it's fucked, and then send me an email. Because I already have these people on the case, and I don't want them to look at it and go, asshole, it's fine. What the fuck are you talking about? I know I'm getting it fine, and like Jeremy says, he's getting it fine. Please make sure, if you could, on your end. Molly says, I can tell you why radio is dying. Too many games, too many commercials and interviews. Who wants to listen to a four-hour show when you can get in 1 hour and 30 minutes? The rest is commercials. Not I fuck that, she writes. Yeah, I think she might have been either enraged when she wrote that or high on heroin or was texting and driving. Easy, working very hard to earn Pooh Bear points. How, you ask? Twofold. Pooh Bear has been after me for the longest time to get this basement in order. Now, the basement, it's finished. It's a living space that we don't live in. All right? At all. And she's like, I really want that to be a place that we can go down there and whatever, watch TV, work out, do whatever. And it's a storage facility right now. She's right. Now, this is all coming together because they're having a neighborhood garage sale coming up here. in the weeks coming up. This is the same garage sale that years prior we did not participate in, where people would park in front of my mailbox, and then I bitched about it, and then Stalker Dean showed up, parked in front of my whole driveway and mailbox, which led to the beginning of the end of the former Zaniacs. May they rest in peace. I'm so glad that they're dead. I just wish they were actually really dead. But anyway, this garage sale is coming up, and this year Pooper says, we're participating in this. Can you help me get the shit together downstairs? So this involves a lot of things coming together. A, going all the way to the bowels of the basement and getting out stuff that is like from five moves ago, and it's either going to be thrown away or it's going to be sold at the garage sale or donated. One of three things. Not staying in this house. So I have been gathering, and it's all in a big fucking pile. And all of this shit is going to be sold. In that time, I discovered something that my mother left me. And it's like a bunch of artifacts from when I was growing up. And I went through that box yesterday, and I threw 95% of it in the garbage. God rest my mother's eternal soul. But she gave me, and this is what parents do. They give their kids shit that they don't want. I got a box full of greeting cards from, not like when I had my children, but when, like, my mom gave birth to me. So I've got a stack of 1956. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. 1970 greeting cards. Why did I say 56? What happened there? Congratulating my mother on my birth. And I don't even know one of these people. I looked at every single one of them, threw them all away. Also included in that box is my hair. I think a lot of people do this. They save the child's hair from the first haircut. So I've got an envelope full of my hair. Now, I didn't really, I wanted to throw it out, but I thought, you know, maybe I should hang on. I'm like, why? Why? What would possess me to hang on to my hair? What would you do? Would you hang on to your hair? I mean, what can it do? It did nothing. I found some things that I wrote out from when I was in school. And they're all terrible. I don't know how to write. I'm an idiot. I found some old report cards. I threw them out. Jeremy says, if you do enough digging on the internet, I'm sure you could make good money for that hair. I seriously doubt it. What else was in there? There's a bunch of stuff. Oh, I found a coin collection. When my brother-in-law, Dave, died. That is the NFK's brother, my wife's brother. He had a bunch of coins. Well, it's just one booklet full of coins and one $20 bill. And it was a $20 bill from the Confederate States of America. Confederate. Yeah, this is what I got. I don't think it's worth anything. That's the first thing I did was like, oh, shit. Please tell me this is worth like $1 million. A Confederate States of America $20 bill. 1863 is the year on this one. I'm guessing this one, the one I have, is about that. How in the world can a Confederate $20 bill only be worth $110? When I saw that, I was thinking minimum of like $50,000. I got super excited. Concerning my hair, Chris K. says Stalkerito would probably buy it, but he's already got a bunch. Maureen says, I kept locks of my son's hair. My mom kept ours in the Bible for some reason, so that's where mine are, LOL. This is what I'm thinking about when I'm looking at all this shit. There's going to come a day when I'm dead and my kids are going to have to go through this. I don't want them to have to go through this shit. While getting all this stuff ready for the garage sale, and I got a bunch of stuff. This is going to be pretty good. I'm accumulating all of this. We're going to get this out of the house. So between dumpster from Dumpster Divers and this garage sale and donations, we're stripping this place down. And I'm getting this basement set up, which is making Pooh Bear extremely happy. Which is why I mean, I tell you what, that's a good spot to be in when you know that you're doing good things and making your significant other happy. I live for this. All right? I live to make you happy and Pooh Bear happy. While doing this, I discovered several spots of cat urine. That's not great. There was a day a couple weeks ago when I accidentally left the door to where the cat boxes are closed. And I told myself, don't forget to open this when you're done down here. And I did not. And sure enough, now there's a problem. Fortunately, the cats peed on the faux hardwood, laminate faux hardwood. And I'm like, well, no problem. I'll just wipe it right up. You know, no big deal. It's not like it's carpeting. I had no idea that cat pee is so strong chemically that even if it's on a solid surface, you can wipe it up. And in fact, what I would do is I'd put on these gloves and then because it's very like crystalline, dried cat urine. You spray this shit on it and then I had to scrape it up with a fucking putty knife and then wipe it up, get it out of the house. And then I go back in there, still smells like piss, like cat piss. And I'm like, oh, no. So I have this product called My Cat Peed. And you spray it on there and it breaks it down to nothing. So it says. And I read the reviews and it says it actually does do the job. So I sprayed that on there. Chris says cat piss destroys homes. Absolutely. So I keep the cat box really clean. So I'm assuming this all happened when the door was closed. At least I hope. These cats, we won't be getting any more cats up to this. I'm not even sure why I love the cats, but I'm not sure why. I didn't pick it. You know, I don't ever do this. There's only one time that I've actually gone out and gotten the dog I want. And that was O'Neill. That is my Velcro dog. Aram writes, the day of the yard sale, the Pooh Bear points will be high enough so he can tell that story that he isn't allowed to tell. Oh, boy. Yeah, that was just last week that came up. Yeah, I don't know how I even go about asking her if I can tell this story. I really don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to need a lot more distance to be able to tell this story. All right. As we get started, Trump has announced that tomorrow... Actually, today is the day that the 80,000 pages of what happened during the JFK assassination will be released. unredacted. In the past, if anything has come out about the JFK assassination, they've like blacked it out, you know? And that's had people like added to the whole possibility that, I don't know, maybe there was something that we don't know about the assassination of JFK. A lot of people say that there could have been more than just Lee Harvey Oswald pulling the trigger. It could have been some conspiracy to kill him. I've never really believed that. I got into an argument about it with Jesse the Body Ventura, and he has said forever that, no, it's definitely a multiple-tiered attack on the United States, on the president. Trump has announced he will release 80,000 pages of the documents, all of them, in fact. I firmly believe that this will reveal nothing, that there will be no surprises here. Trump said himself, while we're here, I thought it would be appropriate. We are, this is yesterday talking, tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So, people have been waiting for decades for this, and I've instructed my people, lots of different people. He always has to add those things. I've instructed my people, lots of different people. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, that they must be released on Tuesday. You got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. The president said, adding that it will be about 80,000 pages that he described as quote-unquote interesting.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
He said he has, quote, heard about them when asked if he's seen what's in the files. He said, I'm not doing summaries. You'll write your own summary. Trump in January signed the executive order, releasing the information along with that of RFK and Martin Luther King getting assassinated. I said during the campaign I'd do it, and I'm a man of my word, Trump said Monday. Trump made the same pledge during his first term, but he ultimately kept some documents under wraps amid intelligence concerns. Yeah, I don't buy that. So does that mean you released some, but there was still 80,000 more? That's more than some documents. And what intelligence concerns? We're talking about something in the mid-1960s. Congress passed legislation in 1992 requiring all remaining government records about the assassination to be released in 2017 unless they pose certain risks to national defense or intelligence. And both Trump and Biden issued extensions to keep certain documents private. Okay, so then there's this. This is a photograph that I think we need to take a look at. This is from Quora, Quora.com. They did a topic about what are some of the most disturbing real photos that exist today, that exist in the world. And there is one concerning the JFK murder that fits this, according to the writer of this. It was a photo taken when Lyndon Johnson took over the cockpit of Air Force One following the assassination of JFK. In the front, Jackie can be seen, sad and heartbroken. Everyone has a gloomy expression when you look at all the people in the photo. There's the photo. It's been seen a lot of times. A lot of people have seen these. However, there's one guy smiling. It's this guy, Albert Thomas. Thomas winks and smiles at Johnson as Johnson turns his head towards Albert Thomas. Somebody gets ready to take the photo right when Thomas winks with a smile on his face before Johnson's taking the oath of office. Some idiot takes a fucking photo. Oh, no. I have never seen or heard about this. Look at all these people are bummed out. They're sad. Jackie's got blood on her jacket there. This woman kind of like she's holding in a fart. That's what she looks like. But this guy is smiling and winking at Johnson. Oh, no. That's a bit odd. Stevie says, who cares? It's been over 60 years since he died. Well, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people who care. I'll tell you what, right now, if that information is released and they do find something that's way different than what has originally been thought out, that's going to be a gigantic story. I suspect we'll find nothing, though. But I care. I mean, if you are sitting here right now and you say, who cares? You would say that if you found out that that guy who winked at Johnson actually murdered Kennedy himself. I mean, of course you would care. So I think a lot of people care. All right. Thank you to those audience members that are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube. I appreciate you so much, but I'm going to kick you out. I think I kept you in for the whole show yesterday. Go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search out at Eric Zane Live, and you can get the show live as it happens on Twitch. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The audio is available for download wherever you download shows. Just search Eric Zane Show Podcast. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. My Patreon is free for you. We have a Big Fraud Thursday happening on Thursday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time with Who Are These Freebeers? And then we'll follow it up with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You can sign up for free on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. Thank you so much to you audience members that are on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to the Grand Rapids Gold. We got a basketball game coming up tomorrow, and I want to see you there. Go to NBAGrandRapids.com. That's NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets. The Gold games are awesome, and they've been winning. Very exciting, fun to watch. NBAGrandRapids.com for your Grand Rapids Gold, sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Chris in Buffalo is here. Aram says, regarding dude winking at Johnson, that's a stretch. Maybe he got something in his eye. Oh, it's definitely a stretch, but it's still weird. And don't forget, he's smiling too. I mean, if I'm at a funeral and I'm smiling and winking at someone as they're getting ready to eulogize somebody, I don't know if that's going to be a good look, you know? And this is the president of the United States just had his head blown off on TV for the whole world to see. Goddamn. I'll never forget the first time I saw the video of the actual impact of the bullet, because when we grew up, they edited that out of the Zapruder film. You don't actually see the bullet and the head, you know, explosion. It was just gruesome. It wasn't until the film, was it just called Kennedy or JFK? It was called JFK. The Oliver Stone movie, JFK, when they showed the footage back and to the left, back and to the left. And I was like, oh my God. I had no idea. That movie is solely responsible for tons of people taking up the idea that Kennedy was killed in a conspiracy. Folks, I will be right back. The boys' room is beckoning me. Don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for being here, and I will be back. All right, I'm back. I see some solid jokes flying in out of left field. Cole writes, someone get Tofus in here to explain the JFK bullet to us. Yeah, Tofus, he just up and left. That's really something. I mean, it's not like, it's one thing if I like attacked him personally, which I didn't. I just watched it all unfold. Where I don't know how many days ago that was. I don't even remember the reason for the discussion. I don't recall the specifics of the discussion. All I know is that the simple line of calm your tits was said to Tofus by Chris in Buffalo. And I think he spun out. David says the bullet conversation was funny. A couple weeks before that, he made the comment that a bullet explodes when you shoot it into water. And then everybody beat him up about that because that's not true. I think that was the beginning of the end. He actually got really pissed because of that. And I think he's fucked up. I think at the end of the day, he's a psychopath. And he could be a serial killer. I don't know. I don't know these things about him. But I think he is genuinely a fucked up individual. And I'm not even saying that to be mean. I mean, I think he is mentally disturbed, you know, and I think that that was kind of like what led to him ultimately leaving the show, was him being defective in the brain. And I swear to God, I'm not even saying that to be insulting, but he has to be, because there's no other logical explanation for that type of response. Rebecca says, you have to understand that with this show and this audience, you can't take anything too seriously. Just laugh it off or grow a pair. Yeah, exactly. You know, I've made this very, very clear last week. I am going to start to have a show a little bit of discretion for anyone who comes in here and tries to rage out or lose their mind over whatever, you know. I think that is the way to go. This is supposed to be fun. God damn it. All right. I just saw this come across in my inbox that Tracy Morgan was at the Knicks game. Courtside. And there he is enjoying the game. And here he is not enjoying the game. Because he's puking. Wow. That is quite a blast. Jesus, is he puking. Right on the court. Ranjo says, woof, what a payload. God damn. Look at Hot Chick. They have no idea. These announcers are like, yeah, whatever. All these people are here. In the background, this is the guy who played Black Panther. I forget his name. Somebody tried telling me that he died the other day, but he didn't. That's him right there. Back here, this is the lead singer, the Dropkick Murphys. They're all watching him puke. This is fucking Chuck D from Public Enemy saying to Tracy Morgan, come on now. I mean, look at that. He's got it. It's all over his shirt. It's hitting the ground and splashing everywhere. God damn. It caused a long delay in the game. Cole says he's definitely dead. Chris says he just ate 10 hot dogs. Rebecca says the smell. Oh, God. So God knows what happened. I guess he was, he did the barf thing and then he got a bloody nose. So there's a pile of barf. And then he started bleeding like profusely from his nose. They had to call, they had to get a wheelchair to get him out of Madison Square Garden. God damn. What a picture to actually get that mid barf like that. That's just rando guy on a cell phone who happened to get that. That's fantastic. I've never had to barf in public like that, to be so overwhelmed with nausea that I couldn't control it and barf in public like that. I've never had that happen. I used to barf a lot during the drinking days, but that was only like, let's see, I was 25 when I only drank for 8 years. 8 years of drinking years. And I would drink really, really fast, and then I'd throw up. I would consume a lot of beer in a short amount of time. Pooh Bear, on the other hand, in fact, it was just a few weeks ago where she was out with her friends, and she came home, and then the next thing I know, she's barfing after going out with her friends. She goes, oh, I don't know what happened. Must have been something I ate. I'm like, uh-huh. One time I went to go see the band Waylon. They were at the intersection. We had a whole group of people that went. And after the show, I'm hanging out where the crowd gathers. And the crew is cleaning up the chairs and the lights are on. And Waylon is in the dressing room and Pooh Bear is back there with the other girlfriends and friends. And I have no idea what's going on. I have no clue because I'm talking to Eris. Eris Hampers was there. The late, great Eris Hampers. Eris Hampers. And he's a legendary radio guy. He passed a handful of years ago. And so we're just talking shop. And I feel this woman standing next to me. And I can feel her presence, and I kind of side-eye. Hey, she goes, sorry to interrupt, but Diana needs you. I go, what? Yeah, she got sick. And I go, oh, no. Now, I have no idea what she's drank. I don't pay attention. I don't, half the time I'm just like during the act, I'm watching the act. So I don't know where the drinks are coming from. I don't know if she's getting roofied. I have no clue. I'm walking through the hallways of the intersection, back to the area where this dressing room is. And as I'm getting closer, I hear, Eric, Eric, help me. I'm like, oh, no. And it's getting louder and louder. And then I get there and I walk in the door. And Phil's girlfriend at the time, Danielle, is holding her hair over the fucking thing, over the trash can. She goes, oh, my gosh, don't eat the pizza. The pizza is bad. It's bad pizza. Don't eat it. And she starts puking more. I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck it. And everybody's, like, looking at me like, get the fuck out of here. I go, yeah, okay, let's, can we get a to-go bag? And then I take the can and I throw it outside. And then I get the to-go bag, put her in her coat, walk her out, put her in the car, put her seatbelt on. She's barfing all the way home. I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? Then there was the time, it was a New Year's celebration in Holland at some brewery. I don't know what was going on. I have not a lot of memories of this, but the ones I do have the memories of what matters, and that's the hilarity of this story. I turn around, and the princess is on the dance floor, and there's a group of young people who have Down syndrome, and they're dancing, and she is dancing with these sweet people with Down syndrome. So, and she has a pizza crust in one hand and a drink in the other. And she's just like doing this Elaine from Seinfeld dance. And I'm like, oh no. And so the band, the friend of our, the drummer in the band is a friend of ours. And the band is positioned in a way that this is this club is right on the main drag in Holland. So much so that the window, the front window, is where the drummer would sit. So where you could, if the drummer wasn't there, you'd look in and see people dining right there. They've moved the tables. The drummer's there. You can see, like, if you're walking down the street, you can see the drummer right there. That's how close the sidewalk from the main drag is. And our buddy John is the drummer, and the rest of the band is playing. And then I noticed that the Down syndrome people are still there, and she is not. I'm like, where the fuck did she go? And then, so I look at the band playing, and then I got guitar, bass, another guitar, drummer, and then behind the drummer is the street, and there's a garbage can there, and guess who's throwing up in the garbage can? So if you would take a picture, you could see the band with her in the background puking. And then John turns around while he's drumming. And he's like, holy shit. And he sees her puking. I go out there and I go, honey. And she goes, shrimp. Oh, God, that shrimp we had before. It was bad. It was so bad. It was that shrimp. Oh, my God. Fucking sick. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it's not the but anyway, let's tidy you up and get you home. The most recent edition of this that I was telling you about to start this story, she claims that she had no drinks. I did not drink. I had none. No drinks whatsoever. I'm like, I don't know, man. Donko says she has terrible luck about food poisoning. Don't say anything on your podcast, you stupid fucking podcast. Don't say shit on your podcast about this. No, I won't. I promise you. Cole says, does alcohol ever make her puke or just food? Well, she would like you to believe that it's just food. All right. Trump has claimed since he took over in office that Biden and Kamala Harris left astronauts in space. Well, they're coming home today. The Dragon spacecraft carrying the four astronauts, including NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov, is due to splash down off the Florida coast. That was as of 6 this morning. I'm sure it actually has splashed down. I don't recall anything about this happening in the moments since they went up, because they were only supposed to stay there a short amount of time, and then they didn't. What happened? And how is it that Harris and Biden got blamed? And why was it not reported? I mean, if you've got couple of astronauts or cosmonauts that are supposed to be up there for a short period of time, and then they're actually up there for 9 months, you would think that that would be news. And I don't recall anybody even talking about it at all. Williams and Wilmore have lived among the stars after arriving for a doom mission that was only meant to last a few days. That would be Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore. Those were the two that were up there for way too long. Doesn't that like ruin you if you're up there for that long? I know it's difficult to maintain your, there's a threat of losing muscle mass, because there's no resistance to actually help you build strength from walking around or whatever. You have to do you have to go up there and spend all your time lifting weights just to keep yourself from withering away down to nothing. Can you imagine being locked away for 9 months, being so sick of being in space to look at the cosmos that you're just, all you want to do is go back home and see a homeless person? You'd rather look at a homeless person than actually look at the Crab Nebula or Saturn's rings or whatever the fuck that you can look at when you're out in space. That's how long they were out there. So the new crew is there now. The departure of the Starliner astronauts with Crew 9 is a little earlier than expected. But they said, let's do it. What happened with the Boeing Starliner? The two NASA astronauts selected for the first crewed test flight of Boeing Starliner, Wilmore and Williams, arrived in June for the brief orbital stay. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.